Hello, this is Anthony Brooks, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Strategy, bringing you our market commentary as of September 30th, 2025. Optimism over big tech AI developments and a dovish turn at the Fed fueled a strong Q3 for the markets. The S&P 500 rose all 3 months, culminating in an 8% gain. While market concentration remained significant, smaller stocks became much more meaningful participants in the market rally. The small cap Russell 2000 index pushed to new highs for the first time since last November on the tailwind of easing monetary policy. Speaking of monetary policy, if the Federal Reserve was a Netflix series, it would have also reached new highs in viewership during Q3. Those paying attention to the Fed drama witnessed more plot twists than a hit reality series. The season opener of Dove Island started with a July FOMC meeting that saw two dissenters to the Fed's cautiously hawkish lean. The next few episodes included an awkward site visit with President Trump and Fed Chair Jay Powell. We saw a Fed governor resignation and the attempted firing of another governor over fraud allegations. The season ended with the appointment of a very dovish new governor just in time for a 0.25% rate cut announcement in September. Switching networks, AI headlines were also captivating as markets digested unprecedented government deals and increased spending plans for the largest tech companies. Wall Street seemed more interested in the size of the contracts than the fine print, bidding up almost any stock with ties to the AI gold rush. Towards the end of the quarter, analysts and investors raised concerns over the circular nature of the deals, but AI euphoria eventually proved louder than its critics. For those investors tuned into trade developments and economic reports, it probably felt more like watching a Tubi movie. There were a lot of complex storylines, but it all ended abruptly with lots of unfilled plot holes. As expected, trade deals with the EU and Japan were announced, but were very light on details. A 90-day pause on reciprocal China tariffs was renewed, and most industry-specific tariffs announced had loopholes that subdued initial fears. Labor market troubles were hard to validate as weaker payrolls were offset by falling job claims. Core inflation held steady above 2%, but expected tariff impacts grew milder as the quarter progressed. All in all, trade and economic progress seem to be the cliffhanger that will keep us glued to the markets for the final quarter of the year. Now, there are a couple good reasons to binge-watch charts in Q4. Historically, markets tend to do well in the fourth quarter, and they usually do well in the 12 months following rate cuts that happen near all-time highs, kind of like the one we just got in September. However, stubborn inflation and mixed monetary policy signals from a questionably independent central bank could awaken the volatility bear that hibernated back in April. Even with all eyes on the Fed, tariffs, politics, etc., there's still no draw bigger than earnings. Fourth quarter earnings have the ability to justify lofty stock prices or drastically reduce valuations. In either case, tech and AI names are likely to garner most of the market's attention. And now that I've gone down the black hole of streaming media metaphors, let me end with this last series overview. Q4 is likely to be another entertaining thriller with profits playing the spoiler or the hero. We hope this quarterly review has been helpful. Again, I'm Anthony Brooks, and on behalf of the Sawgrass Asset Management Investment Team, thank you for listening.